team like San Francisco, a lot of big plays, they like to stretch the field. What type of challenges does that present to a defense?
Oh, and it's always a big challenge. They like to get the ball downfield in the passing game. Gore is one heck of a back. I mean, I think you hear a lot about a lot of players around the league, but I'm telling you, this guy is a really talented back. Martz has always had a great attack on offense. Really likes to get the ball downfield, spread you out, does a lot of different things. So it's always a challenge for a defense.
They seem to be a team that doesn't panic when they get into third and long. They have a lot of plays, a lot of ability to make those long third downs. What do you do to try to counter that? First, second down, you try to put them in those situations, but they don't seem
right.
to mind them too much.
Well, that's the thing about, like I say, Martz's offense has always been, he's been a guy that, whether it's third down and four, whether it's third and 14, it seems like they've got a lot of calls. A lot of times offenses say we don't have a lot of calls for third and 14, but it seems like he does, and he does a good job of converting them. You're right. The first thing you got to do on defense, you got to get them into those situations. That's the number one thing. And then the second thing is then we just got to do a good job of changing things up like most people want to do and just get off the field on third down, which, we have not done a good enough job yet this year on, and that's our challenge. We got to get off the field on third down.
I know option football is pretty difficult to prepare for. Was that something that going into that Miami game that if you don't have stuff in to defend it, then it's really difficult to kind of turn around in game and adjust to it?
Well, that's true. I think of any offense, anytime somebody kind of gives you a different wrinkle, you got to adjust to it. That's our job. They did a good job. I give Miami a lot of credit for having a little bit of a scheme that to come in and give us a different look. It's my job, though, as a coordinator, to do a better job, though, of getting the adjustments to our guys quicker. We finally got it adjusted, but I needed to do a better job of getting it quicker, and I take responsibility for that. And then the players, when we did get it adjusted, need to do a better job of tackling it, because we gave up a couple plays that we actually had it stop. We just didn't tackle it. And that was not the case early on. They caught us. I give them credit. I take responsibility. We got to get it. We got to get it handled quicker. I got to do a better job. Players got to do a better job.
So you're saying, like early on, maybe it was the scheme that was getting in, and then later it was maybe just some sloppy play.
First couple times, yeah, and then we got it fixed, and then we got to do a better job of tackling it, because on the long run we had him stopped. We missed some tackles on the last 63 yarder. So it's a combination of both, but it's my job as a coordinator to get it stopped.
Not that it was enjoyable, but experience for you as a coach?
Well, yeah, it's like anything. You have good days, you have bad days, and I wouldn't say that was one of my better days. I wouldn't say it was one of our better days on defense, period. And you try to cover all bases, just like you do on offense. You're trying to cover all blitzes, and there's always going to be something that comes up. And again, it's how you adapt to that and how you adjust to that. And, moving forward, hopefully we'll do a better job against it.
Dean, the pass rush, how would you assess the team's pass rush through these three games?
Kind of like our way we've played defense, inconsistent. And I think that's just been typical of kind of what we've done in the first three games. We've played well at times, we've played poor at times. We just got to learn to be more consistent, whether it be pass rush, whether it be tackling, whether it be playing deep balls, third down, all those things. We've been good at times, we've been not so good at times. We just got to learn to be more consistent, which is kind of what we have been in the past. We got to get back to that.
How is it to start as a rookie linebacker in this league?
I think it's hard to start in any rookie position probably in this league. I don't think it's just necessarily linebacker. I think it's just probably difficult to start, as a rookie in anything. You got to learn. But the way I also look at it is at this point in time, we've been through four preseason games. We've been 4 weeks into the season. It's 8 weeks. You're not a rookie anymore. If that's college season already, we played. So if you were playing a freshman in college and you were in the ninth game of the season, you wouldn't say he's a freshman anymore. So I don't consider these guys rookies anymore.
Are you liking what you're seeing from Mayo?
At times. He's playing just like the rest of the defense. He's good at times and not so good at times, just like the coach. And not so good at times and good at times. So, we just all got to be more consistent.
How much does it help having already played Brett Favre and the Jets? And you said that weekend, be patient. Well, considering Mike Martz's quarterbacks like to hold on to it, try to get that downfield play, does that help in preparing for this game?
Oh, it's a different type of patience. I think, with Favre, it was a little more of you got to be patient because who knows when the ball's going to come out, at what time, and where he's running to when he throws it. You're right, it's patience, but it's a different kind of patience.
Was it conceptually what the Dolphins did and what you're seeing some other teams do with the read option stuff that's in the college game? Is it conceptually really similar where they're trying to get the ball in space and maybe the line splits are a little wider and that kind of thing?
It's really hard to explain it to you right now. It's a lot deeper than that because, yeah. I mean, one thing about being a coordinator in college for all those years, I've seen it, and having been a head coach, we actually ran it with Cribbs as a quarterback at Kent State. So, you know, I know a little bit about it, but it's a lot more than that. It'd take my whole interview to sit here and explain it to you.
With the sacks they've let up, has that been more protection breakdowns, or is that more the nature of their offense where they're trying to go deep?
I didn't get the question.
They lead the league in sacks allowed. Has that been breakdowns on their part, or is that more the nature of an offense that tries to go deep is going to have sacks?
I think it's probably a combination, a little bit of both. So I think it's, yeah, that'd be something you'd have to ask March, not me.
Is that opportunity you see it?
I hope so. Thanks. Okay, thanks, guys.